How big is the total building?
I want to say it was 60 by 60. My husband's done all this planning, and he told me I just needed to be present. I didn't know I'd be speaking. So, he'll be in trouble.
But yeah. You're planning on being able to work on two RVs at one time.
Yes, sir. So they'll be backed in. The building is planned to be more to the back of the area there. And so you'll back them in, and there's a lot of prep work that goes into it. And so while one roof might be getting sprayed, the other roof can be getting prepped. So we'll probably have two there and maybe one on the lot to come in, but...
I just try to get a kind of a vision in my mind what size building you were going to need to perform this service.
Yeah, so the on the RV size, I do a whole lot of one brand because I have been an RV dealer for about 15 years. I've sold this one Highline, a fifth wheel. Most of them are 46 feet. And so, but when it comes to Flex Armor, now I only sell and work on that, but we're not going to do that here. But I do get a lot of customers for the roofs from that. But so I would say that would be the depth of it. But we do motorhomes and bumper pulls and all that stuff. But 46 is probably the longest RV that would fit in the building. So I think he said 60 by 60, but please don't quote me. It might be 70 by 70.
That's good enough. Yeah. I understand what you're trying to do.
Scott, and there's a big elevation drop from that parcel to where the cross is at, right?
Just by the shot out.
Yep. We got the museum right below us, too.
Any other questions for the applicant? Do we have anybody in the audience that's signed up for or against this application? Okay. If you want to go ahead and have a seat, we'll bring them up, and then you'll come back up afterwards, okay? Do you have an order you want to go in? That's the other one, right? That's what I thought.
I did, too.
The other highway 160. So is there anyone signed up for this application on highway 160? Nobody signed up, so you can come back up.
Okay.
That was quick. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Scott, does it currently have a driveway?
Well, it has two. I'm not sure how the second one.
The second one had a big rock, so our plan is to use the one he was parked in.
Second one somewhat splits. The rock edge is the edge of the shot out and leveled part. So part of this driveway to the north is partly where it just drops off to a big ravine right here. But this driveway is where I took that picture with the metal gates.
So you would use one of the two?
The one that he was parked in.
Be a driveway off the outer road.
It's off the outer road. There are currently two drives, one usable, one that they'd have to do work on the other one.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah.
It has a pretty nice usable level area there.
Mm-hmm. Might be a little rocky, but...
No, it's all been filled.
Yeah.
Is there any chemical use in your product that should be questioned or may be questionable, or I'm not familiar with?
Yeah, there is an A and B in barrels. I don't think it's anything like our barrels that I see. I don't see like the big signs that, you know, that means like bad stuff. Yeah, my husband would probably know what those are, and it might be proprietary. I might not even be able to tell you, but it's nothing... I don't think it's anything dangerous. I wish he would have came with me. So I do know, like, it's not, when you spray this stuff, there's a machine that it goes into, these two chemicals, it combines. And then when you spray it, it comes out at 160 degrees, and you can walk on it in, like, 6 seconds. It dries very fast. And I know it doesn't, like, float far, because I have had you know, $300,000 RV parked 20 foot outside of the door where they're spraying. So I know that, like, it lands and it stays. It's not like something that floats around in the air that you worry about breathing or something like that.
I guess one thing that will probably come up as you bring the RVs in to work on them, what would you project, how many would you have there in storage, or how many lined up outside?
Yeah.
It's always a concern. It's visible from 65.
Correct, yeah. So I don't foresee, most people that get these are actually full-time RVers, so they're not, most of them don't just leave it with me, because I do this in Oklahoma. I have a business there, and I am doing Flex Armor at that location along with my RV dealership. So usually they camp close by at a campground. They drop it off with me in the morning. I have it for two nights, and then I hand it back to them. So really I'll just have the two I'm working on and maybe one or two more outside waiting, but not a lot, because it's actually not a lot of space, not like what I'm used to. Yeah.
By appointment only.
Yes, sir. Yeah, got to plan in advance.
All right, seems like a pretty straightforward application. So any other questions, or do we have enough information for someone to make a motion? Again, we're going here from A1 to C1, and in this specific area, it looks like they're similar.
I would second that.
So we got a motion and a second to approve the application. I'll read the specific motion to recommend approval of application 23-016 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning map by Slade Tennery for the parcel located at parcel 05-9.0-29-000-000. -003.000 at 6041 U.S. Highway 160 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to C1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of this motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So October 16th, 9 a.m.
Okay, thank you very much.
Will your husband be there, or you, or both of you?
I think he'll be there.
All right.
I'll be with him, but he'll be. I'm going to make him come next time.
Sounds like he better be there.
Yes, certainly.
I'm not telling y'all's head. Okay, so with that.
CUP.
Yeah, so with that, we've got one more portion with that. So,
yeah.
If, again, contingent upon the Taney County Commission approving the application, there's a request for a conditional use. And, Scott, can you bring up, I know it was limited, what would be required by the county for the...
Sorry. That's for the conditional use permit. Those are just my recommendations.
So there are the recommendations for the roof repair business, which, again, is pretty straightforward based on our prior approval. So
of course, before they can get the building permit, they got to get with the fire district, they got to get with the sewer, you know, environmental services. There's a whole bunch, you know, this catches a whole lot of stuff besides what you're looking at. So
contingent upon county approval, county commission, anyone up to making a motion to approve the CUP?
I would move to approve the CUP.
Got a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second again.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, next we have another rezone CUP with Clearwater Homes LLC, 578 Clearwater Drive.
So your rezone request 2317, applicant Clearwater Homes LLC, Derek Wagner, is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel number 19-2.0-10-003-012-006.000, located at 578 Clearwater Drive, Ridgedale. The subject property is currently zoned R1, Single Family Residential District. The rezone request is for RR1, Rural Residential District. Attached to that is the conditional use permit number 2315. It's a conditional use permit for nightly rental use, which is allowed in an RR zoning district. So they're requesting a nightly rental use if the rezone is approved on the approximate 4.5 acre parcel with a residence built in 1994. It is lot 1, located in the Table Rock Terrace subdivision. Property served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So looking at the screen, here's our 86 bridge going across Table Rock. Parcels in here on Clearwater Drive. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, it ends right here because that's Stone County. Here's our subdivision. So this Table Rock Terrace consists of, that's the first lot, and then it goes down in here, kind of horseshoe. This is a separate subdivision. Tucker Cove's a separate one. Waterscape, there's a lot of, this is the one that has the large lots along the lake. And some photos that were provided by the applicant. I think these were in your packet, hopefully. So staff recommendations, of course, for a conditional use permit. If the Taney County Planning Commission would approve conditional use permit 2315 and the County Commission approved the rezone request 2317 from R1 to RR, one, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. This is your standard nightly rental that you've seen numerous times. The only difference is that we would need something that show that the wastewater would be sufficient for 14 occupants. Whether that's independent inspection or something through Taney County Environmental Services. Of course, I'm going to lean on them a little bit to look at it. To make sure that the wastewater would be sufficient in this location, if approved. And then I just had some other photos showing that location on pictometry. And with that, I would have the applicant come forward.
Derek Wagner.
Hi, I'm Tammy Rodman with Rodman Realty and Investments.
So do you want to give a detailed overview of what you're attempting to do with the rezone? And
sure. Nightly rental. I also own a property management company, so we manage, nightly rentals. So we're well versed in just the proper procedure of, having good tenants that, come in and they're not, they're quiet and they're quiet. And, we do have, certain procedures like, we do in all of our properties, we put a minute, which is a decimal tracking. It tracks the decimal levels in the house and outside the house. And then basically like a three-strike policy for the person that's staying there or the party that's staying there. They get a text message after 10 minutes. After 20 minutes, they get an automated phone call. And then they get, after like 45 minutes, they get a phone call by one of our staff members. So, other than that, in regards to the rezoning, it sits on 4.5 acres. It is private. It's gated in the front. It does have a rock.